I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of The Memo, a new week. It's Monday, March the 14th, 2016. Brad Locke here with you, along with W. Derek Russell. Mr. Russell, how are you today,
sir? I'm well, Mr. Locke. How are you?
I'm swell, thank you. Podgator, how are you today? Nobody heard that.
That's kind of a
Chris
half.
Kiefer. Chris Kiefer, how are you today?
Doing great.
That's our producer, Chris Kiefer.
Troll in the corner, how are you doing today?
What?
Oh, troll.
We can't leave till we pay the toll.
It's Monday. It's spring break.
Spring break, which means nothing to me except that my wife and kids are out
I really
of
town. Wish you'd put your shirt on. It's making us all uncomfortable.
It's spring break, buddy.
I don't know where you got those beads, but put them away.
Wife and kids are gone. I'm home by myself all week.
They head off to Missouri?
Yep, St. Louis.
Missouri.
See my in-laws.
Can't believe you're working.
Why do you say that?
I just can't believe you didn't go on vacation.
I'm trying to save up my vacation days for the summer.
Taking off the whole summer?
No, but I've taken a bunch already, so.
I understand.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going on? Basketball. March Madness is upon us.
What's going on? Moths.
it's topical.
Because the brackets leaked and then it came out officially?
Yeah, was it leaked? I didn't watch it yesterday.
It was leaked.
That's funny.
I saw it.
On the Twitters?
How
on
early in event?
About an hour.
And this was the first time they were doing the two-hour special reveal show, and so it gets leaked. No need to watch. That's funny. I filled out a bracket. I'm going to fill out more. What about you, Derek?
That takes a lot of effort.
Not too bad. I'm in this ESPN bracket challenge with some family members. Just go on your phone and just someone's trying to FaceTime me. Speaking of family, I don't know. Why am I getting FaceTimed at 10 in the morning?
Bring them in.
This is probably
okay. Live from Missouri.
Let's do this. It's probably my nephew.
Is he
connecting? Because for my sister-in-law's phone.
Wait.
Hello. Oh, it is my nephew. Hey, buddy, you're live on the podcast.
Welcome to the memo.
What are you doing?
Oh, I thought you were at home.
Nope, I'm at work. Nice hair, Wes.
Thanks.
Yeah, you looking for Drew?
Mustache.
Oh, thanks, buddy. He likes my mustache, Derek. Yeah.
Well, he is wrong.
All right. See you, buddy. Have fun spring break. Get a hairbrush. Anyway, so you go to the ESPN bracket app, you download it on your phone, just fill out, just punch the buttons. It's easy. I've got Michigan State winning it all in my first bracket. We'll see how that goes. They're
who
two seed.
Is in your Final Four?
I don't remember. North Carolina, I believe. Oklahoma. I know Oklahoma is. Maybe not. Yeah, I think it's North Carolina, Oklahoma. I'd have to go look, but yeah. I'm too lazy. But I'll fill out you can fill up like the 10 brackets or something. Then I'll do one for work for the office pool. Wait, I can't mention the office. Can I not mention that? There's no money involved, I swear.
Not much.
Can't really.
Not for you.
I'm a baseball guy, but this is like probably my favorite time of year, just these first couple of weeks with the tournament and all the games and the brackets. It's a good time.
Got Mississippi State in your Final Four, yeah.
Mississippi State.
Women's?
Yeah, well, there you go. They could get a two seed by the time. Yeah, they're supposed to announce that bracket today. I think this evening. So, anyway, what else is going on? We got a show to do. We could just call up FaceTime some more family members of mine and do that.
Well, let's hear more embarrassing Brad stories. Have your parents seen this?
Oh, yeah.
By this, I mean that thing on your face.
Yeah, they're fine with it.
What does your mother say?
Just saw him yesterday. She hadn't commented on it, really.
Yeah, that's. She's a good woman. Biting her tongue,
probably. Well,
when Brad showed it to his parents, he closed his eyes so that they wouldn't see it.
Shut up.
That's way inside. That's
inside,
way back.
The way back machine.
The way back machine. You remember because when you were a kid and you were at church, you thought if you closed your
eyes,
nobody
could
see you.
On my birthday.
Well, I just was.
If you close your eyes, nobody can see you.
Making sure our new listeners heard it.
Yeah.
Well, go back and check out the December 2nd episode if you don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. So anyway. We got a special guest on the show, Kabir Gupta, winner of the Daily Journal's first Entertain Us movie making contest. He's 9 years old.
Yeah, sharp kid.
Yeah, he is. We're going to enjoy having him on the program. We're gonna have Bobby Harrison from Jackson talk to us about tax cuts, big issue down there this legislative session. And it's Monday, so of course we're going to have crime reports. We got some good ones today, buddy. Got some crazy people out there.
Fire it off. It is spring break.
I'd like to welcome in a special guest to the show now, Kabir Gupta. He is the winner of the first Daily Journal Entertain Us movie making contest that we recently held. He beat out 19 other contestants with his film called Life Lessons. First, Kabir, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Glad to have you here, man. You're only 9 years old, and you've already made a short film, which is more than I've done with my life, I suppose. it's a good movie, though. It's a sweet movie. It's about... it was for a homeschool project originally, correct? And you ended up talking to some residents of the Avonlea retirement home here in Tupelo. I want to ask you first, how did you come up with the idea for this movie?
Well, there was this writing prompt from a website called DIY, and it said to go to your grandmother or grandfather and write down some of their life's lessons. I had already made this biography of my grandfather, so I decided to instead go to this Avonlea retirement home that we go to every month and interview their residents instead.
So you go there every month, so you visit these people on a regular basis. Okay. What do you enjoy about that? I mean, visiting, I'm sure they enjoy getting a visitor, but what do you get out of it?
Well, when we visit them, it's actually, I'm homeschooled, so our whole homeschooler group visits them every month, and we participate in different events with them.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. How much fun was it making that movie with them? They looked like they enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. What was the most fun part about it?
I think actually getting to learn the lessons that they taught me.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite lessons? I watched the movie, and, you know, it's like, your father is smarter than you think. That was my favorite lesson, personally. I have five kids. But what was your favorite lessons?
My favorites were, it was the second person who said that you need to put God first in your life, and then you need a good education and know what you want to do to make a living, and respect your parents and grandparents and your teacher.
Those are good lessons. So how long have you been... So this is your first movie.
Yes.
When did you get interested in making films?
Well, actually, the thing... My mother had made a challenge for all the homeschoolers to make their own 5-minute movie.
Yeah.
So that's the first movie I made.
Okay. Now you've kind of gotten... Have you kind of gotten the movie-making bug now? You keep filming stuff.
Yes.
I read in the story...
Yes.
Is that something you'd like to keep doing, making films?
Yes, I have ideas for making a film on the Wright Brothers by using cutout cardboard and making a film with toys.
Oh, the Wright Brothers,
Yeah,
okay, the first men to get an airplane off the ground. Let me ask you, do you have, I know you're just starting out doing this, doing films, but... Or movies, something you've liked for a long time? That's just watching them or whatever?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it you like about a movie or making a movie? What's fun about it?
For me, the funnest part is the editing.
Really? Really? Why so? Just seeing it all come together? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I saw that you're actually in one of the other film entries in the contest.
Oh, yes. Spies by DJ, who's my friend.
Yeah, DJ's your friend. And apparently y'all were a little bit unsure if you should compete against each other because you're such good friends.
I wasn't against him. I was against another of my friends, John Gannon Cox.
He made
what was my favorite movie in the entire contest, What Kids Can Do When They're Bored.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, too. That was kind of cool. I know you didn't really want to maybe compete against your friend, but in the end, was it fun to do that?
Yes. Actually, in the very beginning of my movie, John Gannon is the interviewer.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. So you've got some people you can work with on more movies, don't you? Yeah. Pretty cool. Well, good deal, Kabir. This is a good movie. Again, sweet movie. Like I said, Life Lessons. Talking to some elderly people and just getting their thoughts on, some wisdom from them on how to live life. I assume you're going to have some ideas for next year's contest?
I think so.
You think so? I hope so. Well, good job, Kabir. I appreciate you talking with me.
Thank you.
Excellent job on the movie, and good luck going forward. Need to remind y'all about the two sports podcasts we have here at the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. On Wednesday, new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps. A new episode coming Wednesday afternoon. You can listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. We'll be discussing the recent basketball state championships. Had a few teams from the area bringing home a gold ball. And on Thursday, a new episode of Double Coverage, MSU and Ole Miss Sports Talk with Logan Lowry and Paris Alford. That'll drop Thursday afternoon on iTunes, your podcast app, or Double Coverage. DJournal.com. Both teams, their basketball seasons are over, but the baseball team's doing pretty well, so I have plenty to talk about there with Parrish and Logan.
Bobby Harrison joining us now live via satellite from Jackson. Bobby, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Derek?
Doing well. Tax cuts on the horizon for us coming out of the Capitol sometime soon, possibly?
Well, there's a good possibility. The Senate's passed a pretty substantial tax cut when the House is playing with a much smaller one that has passed the House Ways and Means Committee. There's a long way to go, but there are live tax cuts on a live or kicking for the 2016 session.
Note, looking at your story here, through February, the first 7 months of the current fiscal year, state revenue collections are at almost half, a little bit more than half percent of below the amount collected during the same period of last year. Is that right?
That's correct, and that's kind of the ironic thing about it is they're talking about tax cuts while revenue is sluggish at best. And, of course, what you didn't say, Derek, is that because of lawsuit settlements from the Attorney General, about $60 million he's depositing to the state general fund. There is a surplus, but if it wasn't for that surplus from the settlement of lawsuits by the Attorney General's office, then collections would actually be down year over year, which is a very unusual place for a state to be. I think since 1970, there's been 3 years where the state collected less 1 year than it did the previous year. So we're kind of in unusual territory, and it's important to know most states are not having this slowdown in revenue collection to the extent Mississippi is. Now, Alabama and Louisiana are, but both of those states, if you go back and look, had large tax cuts earlier, and now they're dealing with trying to balance budgets. And so some people think if especially the Senate plan goes into effect, that Mississippi will be in the same boat as Louisiana and Alabama. Heck, over in Louisiana, they even talk about having to cancel the football season for LSU. Which a lot of folks at Ole Miss and Mississippi State might be happy about that.
What kind of impact are we looking at this fiscally in subsequent years?
Well, the Senate plan, the big one, they say that the first year it would be about $18 million impact, starting with the next budget year, which begins July 1st, be about $18 to $20 million impact. And after that, it'd be about it's going to be phased in over a 15-year period. So after that, it'd be about an average about a $28 to $30 million impact per year. And when it's finally completely phased in, it'd be a $575 million impact estimated in today's dollars. Now, if in good years revenue grows by 3% or more in the state, so factor in a 3% growth for each year, it'd be closer to almost a $1 billion tax cut over 15 years. But in today's dollars, it'd be a little less than $600 million over 15 years.
All right. We will continue to watch this as the legislature unfolds. Bobby, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Y'all have a good day.
You too, sir.
Be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capital V webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated by Mississippi lawmakers. Watch live each Monday afternoon at about 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. New episodes will be released as long as the legislature is in session.
Don't forget about Thrive Marketing, a full-service digital marketing company located in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, social media management, email, and text messaging services for local businesses. You can visit them online at thrive.ms. You can also visit us online at djournal.com, where you will find today's stories as part of today's news memo. For more on these, of course, read your Daily Journal or online at djournal.com. Officials expect the third annual Noli Putt Festival to be even bigger and better. The New Orleans-themed celebration will expand to 2 days, move to a larger location, and partner with the Color Vibe 5K. It will be held April 15th and 16th in Fair Park. Two live bands will perform on Friday night, and the music and food food will start back at 2 p.m. on Saturday. The festival entertainment features a lot of local talent, capped by the Mighty Soul Brass Band of Memphis Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Tupelo artist Sue Scruggs created the poster and t-shirt artwork for the third year. It was unveiled on Friday. The festival is free and open to the public.
Mississippi State quarterback Dak Prescott issued a public apology on Sunday following his DUI arrest on Saturday morning. Prescott said he will, quote, take full responsibility for his actions. Prescott pledged to show the true man he is and to exhibit his character through his actions and behavior moving forward. According to a Starkville police report, Prescott was pulled over around 12:45 a.m. near the Cotton District and arrested for driving under the influence. He posted bond and was released. He's a projected third or fourth round selection in the upcoming NFL draft. It's uncertain how the arrest will affect Prescott's draft stock.
University of Mississippi Associate Dean James Chambers died in a Sunday morning house fire. Chambers was Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Programs in the School of Engineering. He was also an Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Senior Scientist in the National Center for Physical Acoustics. University of Mississippi Chancellor Jeffrey Vitter called Chambers a respected leader, dedicated teacher and mentor, and accomplished scientist.
Palmer Supermarket has officially changed its name to Shoppers Value Foods, but brothers Jason and Damon Palmer want everyone to know that while the name has changed, the owners and employees haven't. The store now sells its groceries 10% over cost, a business model that appears to be growing. 2 years ago, Kilgore Supermarket on South Gloucester Street began using the same model. The program will allow Palmers to add more variety, especially in the meat, produce, and dairy departments, Damon Palmer said.
A grant from Toyota Mississippi will bring worldwide culture and art history to Lee County School District classrooms this fall. The district's elementary art program received $6,100 from Toyota on Friday to be used to purchase a new art program called Discussions for Learning. Lee County Schools Arts Curriculum Coordinator Gina Yarbrough said she wrote the grant in hopes of being able to improve language, listening, and speaking skills through art. It's Monday. Let's talk crime reports. Bradley?
Why not?
Bradford? Pear?
It's Bradley.
Bradford Pear? What? I'll start calling you Bradford Pear. Bradley. Bradford Pear.
We've been over this. It's Bradley.
Yeah.
It is.
Not with that thing on your face. You really do look like a Wayne now.
Wayne. We've been through the whole how I came up with Wayne thing, right?
No.
I don't remember
Wayne's origin story.
I had a friend who would just call me, for whatever reason, he'd call me Bradley Wayne. Yeah, he didn't know my
that's
real
not
name.
Not a very good origin story.
Well, that's all I got.
Easy there, Harold.
I like didn't want people to know who I was on the radio because I was self-conscious, so I just went with Wayne. So
I was self-conscious, so I went with Wayne.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? I was like 20. So
at least if they make fun of my name, it's not my real name.
So they're not really making fun of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Police reports. Let's go. County Road 1409 Morville woman said a white female wearing a white jacket walked out of the woods and into her garage.
I know this one. I don't want to
hear it. Around 3 p.m. The stranger said she was there to pick up her kids and she was going to slaughter them. They are coming to kill you, she added, before walking back into the woods and out of sight. Okay, that's not creepy.
No.
The crap.
She walked back into the woods.
Just walked right back into the woods.
And out of sight. They're coming to kill
you.
Okay,
so whose kids is she picking up? She says the stranger said she was there to pick up her kids, her own kids.
Uh-huh.
No, the person who filed the report.
I don't know.
It sounded like she was coming to pick up her kids.
But like,
and then slaughter them.
But then she left without any kids.
They're all gonna.
And
laugh
then
at
they,
you.
Whoever they is, or they are coming to kill you. I don't. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe she was high, possibly.
It's something beyond high
or insane.
Yeah, there's that too.
I don't know.
And then she just disappeared in the woods. She was wearing a white coat. Has anybody checked the hospitals?
Woodfield. That's kind of far away.
Did y'all hear about the new horror movie that they're filming in Tupelo?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
I don't think that's part of it though.
Maybe it is though.
Yeah,
maybe it's one of those Blair Witch
things. Our editor
things.
Texted me that one the other day, and I was very terrified.
That's disturbing. Yeah,
but the police were puzzled why there were cameras everywhere when they came and showed up to answer the report.
If it makes you feel better to say it's a movie, it is. But this actually happened.
Yeah,
and that woman's still out there.
Yeah, apparently so.
But she's not high anymore, so it's okay.
She's still looking for her kids.
Jeez. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that one creeped me out.
Something less creepy. A Malone Boulevard man said someone threw a billiard ball at his truck, leaving a small dent in the left front bumper area of his 2005 Dodge. Just throwing billiard balls at trucks. So many jokes. 8-ball corner pocket. Nailed it.
I don't understand how it left a small dent.
Yeah, I know. Those things are really hard. I mean, it's probably a big truck. Maybe didn't hit it directly, just kind of glanced off.
Did it say what ball it was?
Did not say what kind of ball it was, just a billiard ball.
I wonder if it was stripes or solids.
Did it say what kind of truck it was?
2005 Dodge. Yeah,
probably. Not well enough. Big Dodge.
Hilarious.
That's bad.
No, it's okay. I've made that joke before. It's bad. Moving on. A County Road 810 Tupelo woman said she heard someone trying to open her front door around 8:45 a.m.
It's the woman from the woods. Run.
No, no. Yeah. She looked out and saw a white male, a black male, and a white female all standing near her vehicle. When she asked what they wanted, the white male said he wanted a pair of boots in her carport and repeatedly asked for the boots. She repeatedly said no. The man made multiple threats toward the woman before leaving on foot without the boots.
Barefoot?
I don't know. Possibly.
John, guy really wanted John some McClane. Boots. He just wanted some shoes. What? What? The three of them were just hanging out, like, yeah, you know,
he's just walking past.
Hey, you know those boots in that woman's carport? Let's get them.
He's just walking down the street. Hey, those are some good looking boots. Let's go get them.
But they apparently tried to enter the home at first.
Yeah, trying to open her front door. Yeah.
Lovely.
8:45 in the morning.
Oh, what a time to need boots.
Well, a lot of thefts do occur in the morning hours. They do. Think people aren't home.
They do.
So, I don't know. He didn't. I mean, he just made threats. And I mean, it's 3-on-1, and he didn't even go. I thought maybe he would have tried to just go grab the boots because he's got backup, but apparently not. All talk.
He was civil. Yeah, after the whole threatening thing.
Yeah, all talk. Okay, last one. This is a pretty good one. A Guntown man told a deputy that he swerved to avoid a deer and ran off County Road 2442 and got stuck. As he tried to back out, the car caught on fire. What? Hold on, we're not done. Okay. He later admitted there was no deer. He was just speeding and lost control.
The guilt has overtaken me. There was no deer.
Like you, I mean, it's a believable story, but he didn't stick with it. What? Why did he not stick with it? Maybe his behavior tipped off the
police officer. Why did the car catch on fire?
I don't know. That's another good question.
Did he rub two sticks together underneath it when he was trying to?
Because in the movies, you see cars like explode all the time for no reason. Then that doesn't happen in real life.
Usually. Well, yeah, you see a lot of fruit carts get run down too, and I've never seen a fruit cart in my life. So
no, but it didn't catch fire until he tried to back out. So maybe he burned the tires, spun them too hard.
A little hard there.
And I don't know, but I just like that he came up with that story, which is a plausible story.
There was no
story.
Deer. I'm so sorry.
It's like, there's no deer, sorry. I mean, the deer get bad enough of a rep with you know, causing accidents. They don't need you to pile on with fictional accounts. So he just couldn't. He's like me. He's just not a good liar. I can't, like, play practical jokes on people.
You had everybody convinced, sir. You had them all.
Like, I can't play, like, practical jokes on people because I can't keep a straight face for one, and two, I'm just like, I can't deceive someone. I'm not good at that.
I could make some too honest for my own good.
So that's police reports. Read more of these at tipsheet.djournal.com.
Be back again on Wednesday. With a new episode.
I'll be here. Sweet. Okay. Cool. Good
show. Let's do it. Okay.
You going to outro this thing, or am I?
I don't know. It was like popcorn. Everybody was leaning in saying something.
Well, you can follow the Daily Journal on Twitter at DJournal Now. Follow the show on Twitter at DJournal Memo. Grab a pen, write all this down. Hey, send us an email. Rewind I haven't sent any back. Emails. What?
Rewind it back.
Rewind what back?
The episode.
Why?
They don't have to write it down.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's a podcast. You can just rewind it. Hit that little 30-second back.
Daylight button. Savings hit you like a ton of bricks.
It really did, honestly.
But they could still write it down so that they could look at it when they're not listening to it.
Send us an email. Not Prep Rally. That's the other podcast I got to do this week.
Too many podcasts, Brad.
I know. Memo at journalinc.com. It's ink with a C. Twitter. I'm on Twitter, at Bradlock, with an E, which is silent. W. Derek Russell. That's your Twitter handle, at W. Derek Russell.
Mm-hmm.
At Chris Kiefer over there.
Chris Kiefer. Hey, and look for us too on podcast apps. You know, anybody who's listened to us through the website, and obviously you can stream the website on your phone, but I think the podcast app is an easier way to to listen to it mobily, you know, while you do whatever, you know, and have it on in the background. So if you've got an iPhone, there's a Purple Podcast app that you might not have even noticed before.
It's surprising. We'll talk to people about how to get the podcast, and they're like, I didn't know what this Purple app was for. I've never used it. And
it just kind of sits there. So if you've got anything beyond, I think, a 5 and later, it's standard on the phone. Just look for that. And when you go on it, there's a little magnifying glass at the bottom of the screen. Type in the memo. You'll see our logo. You can subscribe. It's free to subscribe, but you'll automatically get all new episodes that way. And again, through that app, it's just easy to stream it. You can put it right on your dashboard while you drive. You can plug in headphones, listen to it while you exercise. It's a good way to listen.
Yeah. So tell your friends about it. So, we'll be back on Wednesday. So until then, have a good one.